80% of the human population of this planet starve, and many more do not get enough to eat. You must now be familiar with the reports of the famine in Ethiopia, where the weather has been so dry the crops fail, where the people are so hungry they have to walk many miles to the nearest relief station, where there might be food if people have been generous. In any one station, at least 40 people a day die, totally shriveled. They have the energy to brush away the flies that are waiting for their meal. These people are the victims of our Western governments. In Britain alone, there are massive great food stores where surplus grain sits. In the EEC, there are food mountains. In America, farmers are paid to destroy part of their harvest, while big corporations plunder the third world countries at the expense of the natives. Why is this? Economics, the science of greed, that which says people must pay Western prices for their food. Naturally, starving countries can't afford this, especially when their government takes the best first. The Western governments have plenty of money. They tax us on our income, and they tax us on what we buy. They take the money we have worked for and use it to buy arms. They would rather be able to destroy the world 12 instead of 10 times over than transport surplus food to those who die. Indeed, they become ill through obesity. Must we tolerate these obscenities? And soon even we may be starving because of their taxes. Some people don't see the connection between big business and destruction. The biggest murderers are McDonald's. Not only do they breed and slaughter millions of cattle, great rainforests are pulled down to make way for grazing ground. This destroys hundreds of unique species each time, not to mention the fact that we need the trees to produce oxygen for the planet. Many birds in North America migrate to these forests. On arriving and finding that forest, they die. The dropping population of birds means more insects, and the Americans' only answer to that is pesticide. We all know about factories who manufacture pesticide. You know about Union Carbide. They're an American company who set up dangerous plants where if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter. Nearly 3,000 Indians are now dead due to their callousness. Thousands of strokes and injuries that will never heal. Innocent people who have done nothing, whose life is not easy.
Why?
So America can steal food from the starving millions. Nearly all big business is based on exploitation of the worst kinds. Cosmetic companies use dead animals to make their products, then poison many more by feeding it to them, with the end result of encouraging sexism by convincing men and women to look the same as each other. Advertising promotes this, and advertising of any kind usually portrays women as a sex object only, there to be raped. Drug companies like Roche and ICI claim to invent new drugs to cure imagined diseases. Thousands die at the hands of their useless research. They tried to make drugs to cure heart disease, which was originally caused by the sufferer eating meat and dairy products to excess. Booker McConnell own everything from butchers to health shops. As long as the cash rolls in, who cares? Other companies who make machinery and domestic appliances, like Thorny MI, also make defence gadgetry. British Aerospace specialise in fighters in favour of passenger jets. Governments pay more for weaponry than domestic consumers pay for domestic items. That's why many, many companies worldwide clamour for defence orders. Some will go bankrupt without them. The final industry, uranium mining, sponsored in Britain by Otisen, plunders the landscape, kills the wildlife, exploits the natives and gives them cancer. The product makes bombs to kill all and is used for nuclear fuel. The kind of power that reduces waste which can be pumped into the sea in Cumbria. Deformed babies and children dying of leukemia are coincidences, we are told. How many more lies must we listen to?
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. Probably you're tuning in on the FM dial right now. Maybe on the internet. Maybe things are back to normal. The cyber, whatever it is with Lakehead. Who knows? The updates are all random. They don't even make sense anymore. But hopefully that's all fixed at this point. Of course, we're recording here a day before. But, you know, from the past sending to the future. Hope you had a good first day of the week, and congrats on making it. You just heard the song Oslo by the band Cloud Nothings, and that was off their new album, The Shadow I Remember.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of my favorite albums of 2021 so far. Really features some kind of matured lyrics from Dylan Baldy and company. They've actually been like super duper productive during this pandemic. They've been, I guess the band got a Patreon, and if you subscribe to their Patreon, they release a new EP every month of like four or five songs. And I can only hope to be that productive. I probably write one song every 5 months. So kudos to them for being able to write five songs every month.
Yeah, that's crazy, and that's strong words on Connor's behalf. There, the album's only been out since I think February 26th. So, you know, take that. Those are wise words. Probably a great album. I haven't listened to the whole thing through yet, but gonna put that on my list of things to do. Time to enjoy when I get it.
Oh, it's quite good, and yeah, definitely a little bit more. I don't even want to say mellow, but it's definitely less angsty than their previous works. If you're familiar with with albums like Attack on Memory or even their last album before that, Last Building Burning. But, you know, there is another contender for best album of 2021 so far. And we're going to play a song from it right now, actually. It just came out on the same day as that Cloud Nothings album. And a band, actually, that Brett, you actually kind of introduced to me, Tiger's Jaw. They just released a new album as well.
Oh, very exciting.
It's definitely a cool album. Tiger's Jaw is known for being a bit more of an emo band, but I think they've kind of like smoothed their emo edges out a little bit in the same way that Paramore has smoothed their emo edges out.
No, that's funny. We've definitely on the Nightcap strayed into that avenue every now and then, and I don't know if it's just sign of the times with COVID just rolling and rolling and rolling, and seems like it's never gonna stop. But that music taste fluctuates a whole bunch. Anywho, we'll throw this new one at you here. This is Cat's Cradle by the band Tiger Jaw, and you're listening to CILU 102.7.
Cats cradle, tangled from the stars. generation, and the skin is getting pinker. House lights in my future, house lights through the skies. That's a rotting cesspit, fear in your eyes. Rotting cesspit, fear in your eyes. Houseplants, houseplants. You speak about a haze, and we speak about a race. Everybody's bored, we're just too afraid to say. House lights in my future, house lights through the skies. There's a rotten cesspit, fear in your eyes. Rotten cesspit, fear in your eyes. Rotten cesspit, fear in your eyes. Ooh.
Tune into the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. That was Squid with Houseplants. That's a band that I just discovered very recently, and I think they're releasing a new album this year, so definitely something to look forward to. Maybe it'll even be a contender for my favorite album this year. Who knows? Before that, we had the Courtneys with a Tour from the Courtneys 2, and opened up that block with Tiger's Jaw with Cat's Cradle.
I really like that last song there. Houseplants. It was different, man. That was fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love a song that builds into kind of some really cool controlled chaos like that, just with all the with all the horn instruments and just kind of like very punchy rhythms just weaving in and out.
And it's pretty representative of how, like, probably a lot of people's houses right now are during the pandemic, because that one house plant turned into 7 and 13 and 21. And I don't know why, but my girlfriend's entire house is just house plants now. Succulents here, succulents there. I have, like, 4 sitting in my room right now that got passed off to me. But yeah.
They got booted for more houseplants.
Well, that's just it. I think it's like the new pet, you know? It's in these plants. But I like it. It's fun. You only have to water it like once every 2 weeks. So I'm able to take care of that. It's like baby steps for anything else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Succulents are like the beginner steps for houseplants. You always hear about these houseplants that have kind of a... what's it called? Like they're very, very finicky, but, coming up here, we got, the Thermals, and, this is an album that I just discovered about a month ago, even though it's somewhat recent, and, I quite like it. I'm gonna play a song from their album, The Body, The Blood, The Machine. This band kind of reminds me of, what Green Day would sound like if they, were a little bit more indie, perhaps. It's a Pillar of Salt. CILU 102.7. I won't look twice in the dead walls. I don't wanna
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the Student Center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. For that lovely sponsor break, you heard the band The Dirty Nil with the song One More and the Bill. And I think that was off a single also called One More and the Bill. And that is also then on their newest album that just, I want to say just came out, but I'm not sure how long ago that came out.
It came out on the first day of the year. So, yeah, it's pretty much just came out. It's 2 months old.
I feel way better about this now. Before that, we had Joyce Manor with Ashtray Petting Zoo, and we opened up that block with the Thermals with the song A Pillar of Salt. And over that break there, me and Connor, well, Connor just realized that we have this function to look up how many times we've played different bands on the Nightcap, and I was very surprised to hear we've only played Joyce Manor once before on the Nightcap, and I feel like I avoid them sometimes because I thought we played them too often. And the song we played before, it wasn't even Constant Headache. How I didn't even know how that was possible. I was very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, so if you tune in next week, you may be treated to some more Joyce Manor, potentially.
I feel like you're 100% going to hear some more Joyce Manor. And I'm sure it's no surprise to you listeners, but our top played band was, of course, Pup, and I think we had how many spins?
18, actually 17. So I didn't do the math, but I'm pretty sure that's like once every four or five episodes. Sounds about right.
Oh yeah, good count, Con. Yeah. Up next here, we've got the band Roswell Kid, and this whole block is from the States, and I'm going to be honest, it's all music that I guess is pretty popular, and I didn't realize it because I had never heard of any of them. But that brings me to the point where it's like, there are so many bands out there that I'm going to look like a fool more often than not, being like, oh, I have no idea who this band is, because there's probably very popular bands in certain areas of the world for however long. But anyways, enjoy these songs. I thought they were pretty awesome. This is the band Roswell Kid with Wendy's Trash Can, and you're listening to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7.
I'm up to my eyeballs in red neon suits and spray on tans. I'm down to my underwear because I threw it all away in a Wendy's trash can. I've lost track of all the cups of coffee that I've dropped into the sand. I've found every shred of shit that makes me feel at home in a barren wasteland.
away in a stolen 98 Saturn sedan. From the clothes I threw away in a Wendy's trash can. It's not the same,
it's not the same,
it's not the same as the picture I had painted. When I see you down, girl, you know I'll be grinning. I don't care if they wrap you in linen. When you come around, girl, no fuck will be given. I don't care if you have superstition. Everywhere you go, you see my apparition. I don't care if you're safe in your sound. You're gonna scream my name when my ghost comes around.
Thank you.
Tuned into the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. That last one that you just heard there was Lighterless by Microwave from their album Much Love. And I got to say, I really like that song and definitely want to check out that album now that I've heard about this band. Never heard of them before. We had Feed Me Jack before that with Until Then from their album Chumfrey, and kicked that one off with The Roswell Kid with Wendy's Trash Can.
Yeah.
And, we played three American bands for you there, and I think we're going to play three Canadian bands coming up for you right now.
Bringing it back, actually, 90s, 2000s era, two with these. I figured I had to do, like, if I was doing three American bands in the row, I had to do three Canadian bands. Again, those are all bands that I had never heard of up until probably like a day ago when I was relentlessly searching the internet for new content for you guys. And, you know, this very well might not be new content for you guys. It might be bands that you're like, well, come on, these are super famous. They've got like 2 million spins. And I just had no idea who they were before. That band Feed Me Jack actually has made some of the members from that. I think they folded as a band, but some of their members are in the band Still Woozy, which is a little bit of fun trivia for you guys there. But that's all I got to say about this. Coming up next, we're gonna bring as we said, some CanCon with the band The Dudes. Here's Mr. Somebody Else on CILU 102.7.
that's lonely. See, I like your girl, but she don't know me. And I think she's right for someone else. Let me introduce myself, I'm someone else, Mr. Someone Else. Last night I had an awesome dream. The world put an end to war. I'm making out with your sweet thing. While millions walk from coast to shore, and love is still worth fighting for. And your girl is better than my girl. She gives you loving that I bet is better than I give. Your lady is finer than his mind. She gives you loving, I suppose, is better than the loving that I've known. And I want your girl. She's better than my girl. Young lady, don't you turn away. Come on, let me hear your lover's talk. 'Cause I know that you belong to him. But me and you could still sneak out to tear one off. We could tear one off. Don't tell me you're in love, that there's no room for other guys. It's indestructible. 'Cause love can die, I've seen it die. I'm born again like 50 times, man. Your girl is better than my girl. She gives you love, and that I bet is better than I get. Your lady is finer than his wife. She gives you love, and that it seems is better than the And soon I'll tell her how I feel. She's a bush of burning roses, and she calls to me like Moses. Commands my heart in heavy doses. Let's agree that I'm not evil. Your girl is that unreal, and soon I'll tell her how I feel. I may not be able to put it into words, but this is how I feel, baby.
Is what I'm needing from you. Even though you're miles away, it's not that easy. I just wanna be with you. Everything will be okay. Attention is what I'm, is what I'm needing from you. Jackson.
affection is what I'm feeling from you. Cause you left me yesterday. And it's not that I'm pissed off, I'm just lonely without you. I can't believe you've gone away. You make my day, you make my night. You make everything alright. And when you come around, you always bring me.
Yeah.
tuned into the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. And that was Seaway with Neurotic off of their album Vacations. Before that, we had Make My Day by Not By Choice. And we had The Dudes with Mr. Someone Else. And Brett's actually got a autographed vinyl from the lead singer of The Dudes, but it's his side project that he saw open for Said the Whale in 2013.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's quite neat. Don't have a lot of time here. Spent most of the first half of the episode talking away. So we're going to leave you with one last song called Rave and Drool by the Killjoys. But before we get there, Brett, say the line.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on making it through the first day of the week. This has been the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
I come undone, wound too tight.